הלכת לחנוכה?
That one's on and this one is not ready yet. We'll find you start.
Chanukah the Yom Tov in Torah. The Gezeira was Lahashkich on Torah Secha. And for that we were rewarded with Torah and Torah and Torah. The Secha has been published with 500 answers to the Sefer Kasha, and since then we've heard even more. So at least there's an opportunity. Let me start off on Kibbadav, who have brought him on Kata, Reich HaTzadik of Yuchah, and of course, Mishkova. The Lushna of the Gemura, about 12 hours, I think. Kishe Govra Malchus Beis Chashamunu Yivu Notzchim, when the Baal Malchus Beis Chashamunu won the war, Bodki, they searched, ולא ימוצי אלא פח אחד של שמן. They only found one pach, which was enough for one day, and burnt 8 days. The lushen bodki is a rather strange lushen. It should say chipsu. If you search something, it isn't a bodki. Boizek is when you want to check something, inspecting. Bodki means you inspect. You're boy the chumut, you're inspecting the house if it's clean of chumut. You inspect the chalim, there's no pegimus, like a bashkita. You don't inspect, you're looking for something. It should say chipsu, not bodki. Not the Lush about it. He says in Shats. First starts a kasha. Even though the jug was sealed and nobody could touch it, but it still could have become Tumas Hesed. Hesed means even if you don't touch the thing itself, but say it's on a jigsaw, you got something on one side, you press the other side, it goes up or up and down, it's moved through your action. It also becomes tumma. Azov is matam behesed. Tzbeir is tumma sa matam behesed. And goyim have a din of azov midrabunah. So Tosis asks, if so, how do they know? How do they know that it wasn't tumma? Tosis kasha. So my father said the following. The Rebbe Tzkol Tchal Bucha used to tell a story. Think of the shin of a roof, the Debrei Cheskol, the son of the son's roof. Once he was about to make Kiddush, and he had already poured out the wine, and somebody came up and whispered in his ear something not so beheard of this wine. I think there was some political argument there, flakes, whatever it was, the story behind it, not really relevant to us. So somebody whispered in his ear that this wine is not of the standard which he would expect. He looked at it, the shell roof, he looked, the shtick tzart, he looked, b'liach kodshoi, and he said, no, I can't say anything wrong, and he made Kiddush. No, a bit less rare as ach. You can't pass in Shalat Riech HaKodesh. Tell you, Eloi Bashamayimi. He had Riech HaKodesh. He still did it right, but you can't pass in that. No, Shilu himself. Shilu himself looked at the wine. Somebody was Moedir. This one wasn't the Rebbe. This was the Shmachat Amir. The Moedirim are not Moedir the Rebbe. The Moedirim are the busybodies. So my father said, Sebekibah for the Chosef in the Bleed, the Rebbe in the Bleed, that even though Toyo Rebbe Hashemayim, you can't pass the Ziyach HaKadosh, that is the Gaba Haluchah, Kusha, Traif, and so on. The Gaba Hidah and the Gaba Chimras, one can use Riyach HaKodesh. This person just came and said, he didn't say it's trade for the wine, he said, there's no Hidah. For that, you can use Riyach HaKodesh. And I heard from the Klozum Gruf also, so for Emphron, the Shvera Targum Yonatan in Parshas Chikas, that the Puradima, they would check with Riyach HaKodesh, it's said Tag Mirz, they would check the paradigma on the Yitzchus Treifus. The Gemara says, Befresh and Mesech Deschil, you can't check a paradigma because it has to be whole. That's one of the rites that you could have said Rav. So how could they check Yitzchus Treifus? It's Doa Dal Kamuisha Ramur, what the Ramur says, that one can check a behemoth externally through Simunim if it lowers its head and so on. And Riyach HaKodesh the Kedach. You can't rely on it. You can't rely on these things in Haluch. But because an haluch b'goruch rav, it was only inyan of bahada. For that, you can check. Akunim in hedirim, you can use riach kodesh, not haluch. It's made as a. The pnei sheiflek the chakasha. And why did they need the whole the ness of a mer Chanukah. The one that says hitzah betzibah means you don't even need to be mahadah. Tum hitzah betzibah means that if rav tzibah is tameh, you can take a tumah d'kohen even if you have available kohen toholim. If you say tumah d'chiyah betzibah, once you're trying to find a tumah d'kohen, if you haven't got a tumah, you can take a tumah d'kohen. If you say tumah hitzah betzibah, you don't need to be mahadah at all. You can take. Kolam under my tumah hitzah betzibah, but that's with this partial shim. And the Kodeshia says that we must say that Rabbi Nishem wanted to show the Gavaltika Chavivas, what has to Eden, and that was the whole tachas of the Ness. Oy bazoi, we didn't need the Ness, Lamasa, for Halucha, we only needed it for Hidah. And the Heilige Chachumim, who found this Pachshal Shemen, they might have found more, they might have found 10 Pachshal Shemen. On each one they had the Shalem, maybe Toysis Kasha, maybe Azov was Masetit, was Masetit. It's not a halachic problem because it's a hidden problem. It's a hidden problem. Chavivas. So they checked it with their Yechak Kodesh. No good. This one, they were boidic. They inspected this jug to see if it was ever Tumah of Timazov. This is Pshat. And even there was a Walter Simcha for them because since Shimon HaTzadik already there was, they didn't have this Koyach of Yechak Kodesh to Alazachem. And here, Baruch Hashem, the Rabbi gave this Yechak Kodesh to be able to recognize on the jar that it was toy. So therefore that was, he says that one day we have an extra day for Matzia Sapach, 7 days for the less of them. Shemen, one day for Matzia Sapach. There's one day that they found the Pach and they had the Yechak Kodesh to be able to check if it's a Beseder or not. I want to just have written here the Lushna Pnei Yeshia, because as we know the Lushna Pnei Yeshia is Mesigel. We came up with Tzadikim, Lushna Pnei Yeshia is Mesigel, Pagan Atzvus, Mesigel for Simcha. In middle of Aleph, it's inverted commas, it's the fifth line, I think. L'chayin nera, l'kach nera, d'ikar ha-nes, lo'y na'ase eilo lo'hidiyah lo'hem, chibas ha-mukam aleihem. The whole tachas of the nes wasn't necessary because it's tumah b'tzibah. It was only to be ma'idiyah, to inform them how much Rabbi Yishim loved her. T'da'ashkechan, sh'na'ase zeh ha-nes tumit. So that in the perkovesh, lo'y nimtzu p'sil ba'oymer v'shtayleichem. V'hoyle v'esrachash le'nisa b'ikar ha-inyan. They had a nes in the Indian, Shenigali Gila Shleim. First of all, they had a nes with the Melchum, Miyad Malchus Yoram, not sure. Shahoy Oimli Yisrael Kisvel Akein Ashoy Shein Lechem Chayel Bechay Yisrael. The Goyim said, the Yevonim said, you should announce, proclaim that you have no Chayel Bechay Yisrael. The Gozi Kamash Midias, the Mates Zaydas, and Choy Bishmil, and so on. V'achra of Shenigali, V'naas Lem Nes Gudra, Shesholti Bezhan Eim, L'kach Naas Lem Gam Ken Nes Zeh B'inan Anelis. Neiris is a Eidus li Yisroel, Shashchina Shoyda bi Yisroel. So they had a Ness in the Inyan, the Hepach, the Goyim, which I can say, Eilachem Chayla Chay Yisroel. The Goyim should made a Ness to show as Shchina is your Shoyda bi Yisroel. The Hemshach, this about to the Pnei Yishia, and my father, is my brother, Reb Chaim, Zangin Tishtak, he adds something, I want to go out. We say in Dala Nisim, Ba'ach kach buya v'necho, l'dvir b'esecho, v'finesecho, l'echo, v'tiresh b'kdashecho. If it is Hechelech, we understand, they cleaned up the Hechel to light the menorah. The menorah was lit in the Hechel. But Buya v'necho l'dvir b'secho, dvir b'secho means the Kodesh HaKodeshim, it's called dvir b'secho. Why do we mention here the Inyan of the Kodesh HaKodeshim? Buya v'necho l'dvir b'secho, if it is Hechelech, if it is Hechelech, it's for the menorah. What's the Kodesh HaKodeshim doing here? So the Gavalti Gavot. The Rishalmi looked, why is the Kodesh HaKodeshim called dvir? The Russian dvir. Because the dibber of the Eibishter to Klal Yisrael went through Shnei Kriyim. The first Rashi in Parashas Vayikra, Kriya Shel Chibur, as through the Kriyim, the dibber went out. The Kriyim, vast of the Chibuson, the Rabbi Yishem Tiyin, the Mura says, the Zman Sha'oysen, the Tzeni Shal Mukran, the Kriyim were facing each other, which shows the Gavaltik Ahab that Rabbi Yishem has Tiyin, the closeness. In the second, Bismikdash, they didn't have Kriyim. They didn't have Urim. There was a lack, they didn't feel this type of chibur, they couldn't have it. And not only that, there was the Yevunim and the Misyavanim who followed them, which were, as I said before, they said, there was a Gemaltzik, a Yerida. And the oil was very bitter. They couldn't do that. But you know, it's the whole story of Hanukkah. And then they had this gewaltigness to show chibus of Shei Yisrael, as the Pnei Yeshia says. It wasn't even necessary. The Rebbe Yishmael just wanted to show chibus on in the Inyan Sheshchina Shoyle B'Yisrael. It was in the Dvir Kotshechu. Through the Kotshechu, we came back in the Inyan of the Dibur for the Ayyub Shalach. Which was in the through the Krivim, it all came back. They didn't have the Krivim, but at least they felt again the Shchina Shoyin Yisrael, the Kvaltika Chaviv, was the Boishim Krivim. Last year, I don't know if you remember, I left you with a riddle. I didn't give you the answer of the riddle.
No.
You didn't remember. Nobody came back. It was? Let me give you the answer now for the riddle. Again, the question is as follows. The Rambam zukt, I'm on for Gimel. Mitzvah ne'echanet, mitzvah chavive hi ad ba'oid. Ziya banik de mitzvah. V'tzur l'chudim le'zul ba, k'day lo'idi ha'anetz, lo'hoisit b'shvach v'keil, v'hoidu ilo'il ha'anetz, that's why we sing all the zmiras and everything. The Chabas Yudah says that it's ma'akar, one should sit a half an hour at the neidus, even the haluchas, make ad din. Is nicht so gepasst, aber so ist es, dass sich half an der Nähe ist und die Zmira, sie können immer zu der Leib, die Leib, die Leib, die Leib, die Leib. Afele ein Leib, ma joich al elem na Zdukha, shoyul am euch et ksisa, wa lakeach shema, vina yich amatik. Am euch et gechimra. Which we've then found in any other mitzvah. A person has to sell ksisa, his garment, in order to buy Neres Chanukah, if he can't afford. Dr. Ramavata, if a person's only got one candle, Friday night, and he's got the mitzvah kiddush of Neir Shabbos and Neir Chanukah. Neir Shabbos comes first, Mishum Shulam Bais. Now the kasha does it. A person comes in of Shabbos, he's got nothing. He's drunk, he's got nothing. He's got this coat, it's probably also not worth very much. It's old, shabby coat. He can sell it and buy with that one candle. For Neir Shabbos, a week ago, he didn't have to sell his coat because for Neir Shabbos, he didn't have to sell it. Now it's for Chanukah, he does have to sell it. So he sells his coat and gets a candle. He comes in with his candle. What's he supposed to do with this candle? Light Chanukah Lech. You have one candle, you're supposed to eat it for Shabbos. So then he says, all right, so I know Chanukah, Shabbos. But for Shabbos, I don't need to sell my coat. I go back, get my coat back. It was out in the circus. So what's the Eitzim? First of all, I must say, the Bi'alucha brings from Prima Gudim that even the Gabbah Shabbos is Uchta Adin for Moichik Sisa. Shabbos Lech is Uchta, it makes sense, because if we say that Shabbos Lech is more important than Chanukah Lech, it's the Chanukah Lech, so if for Chanukah is Moichik Sisa, I'll be the Cheshman, Shabbos Alala. I'm a little pretty good. But I found in Moishe Shtembuch, as Uchta Shtakas Gurur, as Uchta Zoi, this candle, which was only bought because it was Moichik Sisa at Selchus Chanukah, this candle comes before Shabbos Lech. If before the Shabbos Lech. If a person got one candle, Stamazoi, he used it for Shabbos, not for Chanukah. But if he had no candles, so he was put off both. He was put off Shabbos, Oynes, he was put off Chanukah. Chanukah was Machai to be Moichah Ksisa. So this candle, which was bought through the Ksisa, Chanukah, is used like for Chanukah, not for Shabbos. So you got a man who's got one candle and will not use it for Shabbos, only use it for Chanukah. He hasn't got any, before he didn't have any candles. His other brother is not to do anything. Remember the Ksisa. So he's got nothing. So he's put to Shay's Oinus. Put him Shon Bais, put him Chanukah. So for Chanukah, we say, sell your coat. So that coat.
Which
is
a bigger mitzvah, maybe
Shalom
Bais is a bigger mitzvah than Chanukah.
Yeah, but the cash is, if he didn't have to sell his coat, a week ago, he was in the same situation, he didn't sell his coat. And Shon Bais had to manage without it. Somehow. And he survived the week so far. So he'll have to survive next week also. That's much. All right. Und dann hat sehr Geschmack ein Wort für ein Reblei Gurwitz, ein Chatzadik der Bruch. Sehr Geschmack ein Wort. We know that Bruch Samuzen ist ein Mittel der Reise. Three Bruch ist mit der Reise, das Wort im Rabon. We have something called Bruch Me'en Shulosh. Ala Mechir, Ala Eitz, Ala Gek, whatever it is. Me'en Shulosh, which has a bit of each of the three Bruches. There are some Rishoyin who say it's mit der Reise, by the way. We don't pass on that. But I must say, it's not so well known, the Mishabriya does say, even though you don't pass this in Midaraisa, the Nakamin is a person who has a suffix if he bench Bruch Samuzin, he has to bench again. A suffix Boyan Lefushis, he does not say again. And suffix Men Shulish also not. Zot the Mishabriya, if a person has got a suffix, if he has said Men Shulish, Heyoim sedu shittus asis b'day raisa. Despite the raisa of the chemra, he should bring himself again with the mitzvah b'day chiyev. He should eat it. Not with his eyes, whatever it is. Often he should. Should.
My name. What would he eat again?
The first book he makes again because he's been Messiah Tas. He's been Messiah Tas. Now he doesn't remember, did I make Alem or not? So he says, eat another Kazayas and make Alem or not. This is Kasha Zoy. In Birch Rach Mach Men Shulish, Shabbos, Yom Tov, and the Shchodesh, we mention Me'en Hamira. The same of the same. Shabbos, the Zemchayne B'yayim, whatever, Yom Tov, the Zemchayne, the Toiv. In Shechnuch Shdeit, the Chanek will be mentioned. The new mention of the Chanek. The Shah Al-Habus. There are many answers, two of them. One, the Rebbe Gurion looked at the Teretz in Shechaduch Halayim, which also brings the Teretz, but Rebbe Gurion looked at brilliant Teretz, all the good Teretz. Rebbe Chaim Liskert reflects the following Kasha. In the Brucha of Me'en Shulish, we mention, let's say, after Vinei Yishlaim, then we say, let's say, Rebbe Chaim. After Vinei Yishlaim.
No, after Rebbe Chaim, before Vinei. In Bechaz
Mosk. Yeah, in Bechaz Me'en Shulish.
In Me'en Shulish, sorry. Yeah.
The Kashi is, in Birsa Muslim, we say before. After Rachamlu, we say, let's say, and then B'nai Yishlah. Why, in Baruch Mech, then Shulash, we say it after B'nai Yishlah? Chaim, this goes like a Voltika Teres. I go in, so to say. The Gemara says, there's something called the Birchas HaTfilas HaBinayni. HaBinayni is a shortened version of Shemoneh Esrei, which you say the first three bruchas and the last three bruchas, and the middle 13, you say two words on every brucha, just a mention of every brucha. Me'en Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says you can't say brachas habenei. It's only in a matzav and oinus. A person can't daven properly. Motzei Shabbat you can't say tefillas habenei. Because you got atachan atuna missing. Fake the Gemara. No, so let them make a shortened version of atachan atuna. The Lush of Gemara is they should say V'nichlo mechlah v'nayni Hashem l'kayni hamad l'makodesh l'choyim. Just add these few words. Kasha. But just to give an answer. Why can't you say Yehavineni? Add a few words for Havdullah also. Rabbi Yehuda paskens that you can't Motzei Shabbos say Yehavineni. And it's even the more asked Kasha. And he explains that explains, the reason is, Chaim Brisk explains, that the reason is that you can only make a shortened version of Me'en of something which is a full brucha. Of an insertion such as Atochen Antuni, which is not a brucha on its own, it's a part of the brucha, you can't make a shortened version of that, because otherwise people might think this is the full brucha. So they only allowed a shortened version of a whole brucha, Hashemayni, Rafayni, whatever it is, Atochen, but of an insertion such as Atochen Antuni, you can't make a Me'en. Of the Kasha, let's say, and Yale Beyuvoi in Benshin is also a shortened version. It's also an insertion, not a brucha. So, how do we have in Ala Michyo, which is Me'en Shuloish, how do we have there Me'en of something which is not a brucha on its own? So, therefore, you just carry on, you say, Vnir Yishlaim. But what happens when you bench, proper benching, and you've said Vnir Yishlaim without, let's say, Yale Beyuvoi? After you finish that brucha, there's a special brucha. There's a brucha for Shabbos. Shalos Shabbos is l'mnuyachal ha-meisur, and so on. There's a special brucha. That's a brucha on its own. On that you can have a shortened version. So what we say in Ala Michyo, the Retzei and the Yale and the Rosh Chodesh, is not a shortened version of Retzei and Yale v'yavoy. It's a shortened version of the brucha which you say when you left out Retzei and Yale v'yavoy. It's a brucha. Where do you say this brucha? After Vnei Yishlaim. Pashtayt, but yes, why it's all said after Vnei Yishlaim? Because our Me'en is not Me'en Yal V'yavoy, it's Me'en the brucha, which is always said after Vnei Yishlaim. So Reb Chaim Brisk is ucht. Zuk Reb Leib Gurvitz, Reb Azoi, we've got no kasha. On Ala Nisim, which is only an insertion, there's no brucha for it, you can't make a shortened version.
The actual nusach of a Retzei Vach Tzeinu B'yoy Mashabbos Hazeh, is not Me'en the Nusach of the Mekadosh HaShabbos that you say after.
All right, Shabbos, we mentioned Shabbos.
Yeah. And the same thing with the Yom Tov.
The Rav Chava said that the basic difference between Yael Aviyuvoi and Alanism. Yalev and Yavoi, and let's say, had become an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei and Berachas Hamuzan. The tefillah of Yom Tov, of Rosh Chodesh, has been changed. It's mamish. It's nisach habruchat matbeya shetovi chachume. Ala nisim is not an integral part of Shemoneh Esrei or Berachas Hamuzan. Chazal want us to halal hoidur. They want us to give hoidur to Eibushter, so they place the hoidur in somewhere where in any case we do hoidur. We say loy delachu, moy de menachin lochish Shemoneh Esrei. So that's where they placed the Alanism. But Alanism has not become a part of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not a part of Berachas Hamuzan. It was put in that place for practical reasons, because that's where we have the Noyde Luchu. In Me'en Shemesh, we don't have a Lushan Noyde Luchu. Why? I don't know, but we don't have the Lushan Noyde Luchu. It's not a place of Oidur, so therefore it's not Shaykh Alanism. In any Rabbi state, the chinuch brings. Kach mekibel aniim ala boi sa yish brakeim. Yish mekibel. Shkol azuhe bebech samuzayim. If you're careful to bench properly. But the noise of metziyin loy bekovoid kol yomov. Brings the behaitev. For the bach, that's yon bevish. There's no end of fei in berach samuzayim. End of fei is maramas of af, shetzef, ketzef. All the terrible things. Af, shetzef, ketzef. There's no end of fei in berach samuzayim because you bench. You have a leader from up in sheds of kiss. Dokasha, there is end of fame, Berachas Hamuzan. In Pidim, we say, Taf Venushim Bienach. There's end of fame. Kundra the Shavanish Kakasha. Alanism is not part of Berachas Hamuzan. It's been placed there. But Berachas Hamuzan has remained safe. In the Rambam state, if you forget Allah listen in benching, you don't bench again. Once you've said Burkhat Hashem of Allah Rasul Muslim, once you've said the Shem, before the Shem you go back. If you want to say the Shem, it's too late. But before Horachman is okay, Lamoy Samashiach, you say Horachman, Yas, Alun, and Nism, and Post, Kmosh, Assis, Lapsani, the whole story. The Mishnah says the same applies to Shemoneh Esrei also. If you forget Yal and Alisim in Yerutzin, before the second Yerutzin, you should say Yerutzin Mafanecho, Shetas and Lisim, Kamoish Asadim. You got Kashif and Tvias Shah. The whole Alanism changes. Because when you say Alanism in the right place, it's a Hoidur. Loyde Lucho Alanism. When you say Rachman, it's a Tfilah. Horachman and Yasal and Lisim. We've changed it from Hoidur into a Tfilah. A Tfilah, you mustn't double for Lisim. Horachman and Yasal and Lisim. You mustn't daven for nisim. So how can you say Horachim and Yasalu nisim? There are a lot of answers, and I'm mentioning here only three of them. One, some achronim say that if you ask for a nes for kvoit shemayim, not a personal nes, kvoit shemayim, the nes, you ask for shemayim, you're allowed to ask for a nes. Lecha Teretz do that for klal yisrael, you're allowed to ask for a nes. Only three. The third teretz is Shoyel HaMeshev, who is the rest of the poskim, then Begaluf. He says, "Shigal Chiddush Basaruch HaLamaisa." You mustn't ask Rabbi Nishem to change his seder, how he's running the world, to make a nes. Rabbi Nishem has no problem, a nes, table, it's all the same to him. If Rabbi Nishem who makes the sun go up in the east, can make the sun go up in the west, Shigal Chiddush. But Rabbi Nishem has got a seder, and we aren't allowed to ask him to change his seder.
Mr. Rabbinah
did that.
What? Mr. Rabbinah did it. The show of the sun.
He did it. He didn't ask, he did it himself. He did it himself, he didn't ask. He managed himself. He was in the driving seat. What? According to this text. Shalemesh is looking at a great Chiddush. He says, in these 8 days of Chanukah and one day of Purim, it's as a man which is a signal for Nisim. And then we're allowed to ask for Nisim. It's Rabbi Sa'ad, in these days we can ask for Nisim. We're going to raise the poskim, and the death is a good pastor, and the storm in heaven is Och Maskim. You're allowed to ask for Nisim. In these days you can ask for Nisim. So the Sampuru says, Moedik Mediyik. It says Mediyik in the Ala Nisim. We say, Mosar to Gomorim, Yad Halushim, Yad Meratim, Ilachu Usi So Shem Gudol Vakudosh Boilomecho. That's the first Teretz that for Kvot Shemayim, we're allowed to ask for Nisim. The second teretz, El Amchu Yisrael Asiso, Shir Gadoyla, for Klal Yisrael, we can ask for this. The third teretz is, Kayay Mazin. Somebody asked the Heilige Beis Yisrael, L'choy Rebbe Slachidish, a person is left out Alanism, and he gains a tefillah. He forgot all of this, Mishle Mazel. Because of that, we've given him a tefillah. Well, why does he gain a tefillah? So the Baal Yisrael said it's a mistake. In by the time you state, Hoydi Lashem Ki Toiv, if a person knows how to appreciate it, to thank the Rabbi Yisrael Olam, the Hoydui is the Olam Chashto is Mbamshech Yishiyas. Without the tefillah, Hoydui itself brings it. So the person said, Alan Nissen doesn't need a tefillah. He said, Alan Nissen, he's thanked the Aish of Nissen, he'll get the Nissen. The Shlomo Mazel who didn't, the Chazal said, all right, well, it's a substitute by a tefillah. But the person who didn't leave it out is better off because he has it without a tefillah. Symptom of the tzait. Doesn't matter, I'll not have what. We know that Gemara has a shahala, kov so zukiklo, kov so ezukiklo. If by mistake, something happened, the menorah got extinguished, within the half an hour, it's a machloikas, you have to light it or not. Shechnuch passes, you don't have to light it, but rather it's a hiddur to light it again, but not no brucha, certainly not. The Rosh Shechnuch is, im kovsu, koidim sh'ol zemana, ein zog klo, v'chein im le'achash et li kabo, l'sat lo, k'kib oysa b'shoig again, Shechnuch said shoig, the Gemara doesn't mention, achili tzeh shoig yim eizit. Gemara is a shahal, kovsu zog klo, ein zog klo. And Shechnuch assumes that it must be talking about the Shoyger. How do you know? The Gemara doesn't differentiate. Zuk to Imrem, there's a Rai. The Shechnuch took it from another Gemara. Gemara Shnei, if you have a plate, and you put a few wicks on it, for tonight you put 4 wicks in it, if you cover it with a plate on top, then it's counted as 4 separate ones. If you don't, it doesn't even count as one, because eventually the wicks will join together and make one big flame. It doesn't count even as one. Flick that kasha. You have 4 wicks there. You've lit the first one. You didn't put them all on one go. You lit the first one, then the second, then the third, then the fourth. You lit the first one. At that stage, you're makan. You lit the second one, you say, ah, now it's toilish. It's not worse than kofsa. If you light one and extinguish it, you're yotze. So you lit one, and now you lit another one. You say the other one is canceling the first one. Is that right? That kofsa b'meizit is a kiklah. Kofsa only mit b'shoik and is b'meizit. Ben Macharaya, that we said before, if you've only got one candle Friday night, you light it for Shabbos, not for Chanukah. What's the problem? Light it for Chanukah, extinguish it, and light it for Shabbos. Is that right? That kofsa b'meizit. I don't know, it's Kazan. If we want to say differently in this Rai, why don't you use the one light for Chanukah and extinguish it? The other thing, that if you light a candle and the wind blows it out, it's Eidim. If you light in a place where the wind is going to blow it out, even if it doesn't blow it out, you had a mazel and pink, there was no wind there. Or you close the window afterwards, you're not yotze. If you light in a place where the window is open, the wind will blow it out eventually, and then you close the window, you're not yoitzer. Because b'shas hadlukah, it must be able to survive with the riach metzia, it's a burn. If the hadlukah tells me that I must put it out because I have to put on the Shabbos lecht, it's also the riach metzia. I'm putting it on, and the hadlukah says yes, but you must put it out. So if you taka put it out afterwards, taka is, you can learn your yoitzer. But if b'shas hadlukah, it's oymer to put out because the halucha zok, you must put it out. It's not oymer to stand for half an hour because the halucha says you must put it out to use it for Shabbos lech. Kenzan is just kalmish. If it's true, this chiddush, it'd be a very chiddush. If a man had one candle, he was not moritz, he put it on for Chanukah, and I'll put it off afterwards. And then afterwards, somebody brought him another candle. According to my cheshbon, he has to put out the first one. I'll put it on again. Because by Riach Matias, I said, Haluch. If you put it in front of a window and you close the window, you have to extinguish it and light it again. If we'll say that Haluch is also like a Riach Matias, it would be a Sikach Chiddishtech. I'll finish off just with a word. The Shmach Avot, Stait, in B'nai Sascha. Im Enoisa kan kanem na asenais la sheshanem. Kan kanem, kan kan means a, something like a can. It wasn't a kan kan, it was a pach. Pach shel shemen. Why do we say Menoisa kan kanem? Menoisa hapachim na asenais la sheshanem. You might say the ground weight of the it could have said Imenoy Sahashmanim Nas and Isla Shashani would have been also fitted in. But Kankan is Blanaizah, Zetim Blay Sosra, Blay Sosra, the Rebbe for Hanukkah, as we know. Blay Sosra is Kazoi. When Aliyah Kodesh state, in the Shloish Esra Midrash Atoin and Jesus Behen, the last one is Venakai. In Pusik state, Abba, Venakai Loyanaka, if you learn Pusik Pshat. Venakai Loyanaka, but you should not Menaka. So we say Venakai is the Shloish Esra Midrash. And Loyanaka is a separate thing. So in Nemus is minimus. In Venakai lo yanakai is also minimus. In Venakai there's a vuv and a hay, and in Yunakai there's a yud and a hay. So that together makes yud kei vuvkei. So the Aliyah Kodesh, al tistakel bekan kan, take out the kifnin of Venakai, and the second kifnin is lo yanakai, al tistakel bekan kan, ele vash mashi yesh boi, there's a yud kei vuvkei, it's hidden. Venakai lo yanakai is minimus yud kei vuvkei. That's the Aliyah Kodesh. So here is given as though he said, Kail Hashem Bayu Eluni. Kail is one of the Shoshas Midas Shalachman, and Hashem is one of the Shoshas Midas Shalachman. The ness of Hanukkah was Zwei Shemes of Kail Hashem, Bayu Eluni, Le Nin Vuv. Nin Vuv is 56. It was 56, 8 nights. It burns 7 nights, yeah? It's the Menorah had 7 nights in this book, it's not like ours. Seven nights for eight nights. That's 56. Kail Hashem, as it is also from the Tzvai Shems, Kail Hashem by Yuel, and it lit Le Nin Vuv for these. So the altest taken, the kanten, and mash yeshlo. If take Venaka Lo Yanaka, you're left with Yudke Vuv Kail, and the Loy is Kail. Imenoisa Kan Kanim was left over from Venaka Lo Yanaka. What's left over? Kail Hashem. Now, so now it's Lash Hashanah, with them is Gavon, the next one. אני מתחיל שאני מזכיר לברוך הלך לסיסוי. תודה רבה. תודה רבה.